The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus summoned the 12 and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He said to them, "Take nothing for the journey, neither walking stick, nor sack, nor food, nor money, and let no one take a second tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. And as for those who do not welcome you, when you leave that town, shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them." Then they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and curing diseases everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, in the opening prayer, we prayed that we would be constantly united to the sufferings of Christ. Is that really what you want? I want to be constantly united to the transfiguration of Christ. Padre Pio, there's a great anecdote. A woman came to him. She said, "Father, God is not being fair to me. He treats other souls better than me. Why is he doing this?" And he said this to her. He said, "Jesus had three souls. The first he embraced. The second he treated so-so. And the third he treated badly. Who do you think he loved the most?" And the woman immediately said, "Well, obviously, Father, the one he embraced." And Padre Pio said, "No, it was the one he treated badly." He said the first soul was weak, and so she needed that constant affection. He said the second soul, she was a little bit stronger in the faith, but needed at least some affection from time to time in order to remain in his service. He said the third was a beloved spouse, and in spite of whatever she experienced, she remained constant in her service and in her love. My brothers and sisters, our Lord's ways are not our ways. Why did Jesus, when he sent them out, he said, "No money bag, no sack, not even a second tunic"? Because he had just given them power and authority over every disease and over all demons. Now, how are they to learn that they actually had that power? Because they would see, okay, even though I have nothing, I have no food, I have no money, I don't even have a second pair of clothes, he provides for me always. His power is always present. I don't go hungry. I don't go naked. I always have a roof over my head. If he provides for me in all these ways, then he must come through when I pray over people who are suffering or possessed. He's going to be there. He's going to provide in those ways as well. I had a lady one time who came to me, and she said, "Father, I started going to daily mass a number of years ago." And she said, "Every time I went, I got so much out of it. I felt such profound consolation. I could not wait to go to Mass the next day. Father, over the course of time, I didn't have that consolation. But I knew that by going and receiving the Eucharist, I would get so much from Mass." She said, "Father, I'm now at the point where I feel like I don't get anything. I don't feel anything. I don't think I'm going to keep going." She said, "The only reason I'm going is because I know it's what our Lord would want me to do." And I looked at that woman and I said, "Our Lord is making you a tremendous lover. Because you're not going because it makes you feel good anymore. Because if you're going just because it makes you feel good, what kind of love is that? And you're not going because, oh, I'm going to get something out of it. You're going purely because you love our Lord. And you're going to be transformed in love like never before because your love is being purified." And he thought God had stopped loving her. Our Lord's ways are not our ways. Let us ask him, especially on this feast of St. Padre Pio, that we might trust him in the midst of anything and everything we face, that we might willingly surrender ourselves totally into his hand, that we might be like that third one, no matter how we feel like he's treating us, we always remain faithful because we know the truth.